Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and we have a great show planned for you today.
Andy's driving the ship.
Lots of call-in segments here.
Sinking the ship.
I am probably sinking the ship. That's a good point, Kathy. Thanks for the heads up. If you have a question about how to get a bigger portion of your client's ad budget, ways to expand relationships with current clients, please give us a call at 215-953-4979. Of course, also later in the show, we also have our special annual holiday song contest segment. If you are feeling lucky today and think you know your holiday music, give us a call at 215-953-4979. We'll play a song, an interesting version of Christmas and holiday songs. And if you can guess what that song is, Joe, what are we going to give people?
$25 Visa gift card. That's not the Barking Dogs Doing Jingle Bells, is it?
It's not the Barking Dogs Doing Jingle Bells.
Thankfully.
It is some cool, hip versions of holiday songs that our master, board master here, Craig Veltri, found. So we're going to play those. Give us a ring and play our contest to win a $25 Visa gift card. But before we get started, let me introduce the host that we have in the studio with us today. As you've heard, Joe Haley, ASI's managing editor. Joe,
yes.
How are you?
I'm good, man. Phillies just signed Cliff Lee. Check out that starting
Woo-hoo!
Rotation.
Yes,
unbeatable.
I know. I know. It's not a happy day for us Met fans. Isn't that right, CJ Medica?
Or Yankees.
Yes.
Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages, of course, did a dance in my office this morning about Cliff Lee joining the Phillies. What was that all about?
I was happy.
You
that was
happy.
My happy dance,
that
Andy.
That was your happy dance. We're also joined in the studio this morning by Vinny Driscoll and Craig Veltri. Thank you for joining us, guys. They're just mute.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, Joe, give us a rundown of what we're going to do today.
All right. To recap, our call-in segment is how to get a bigger portion of your client's ad budget. So give us a ring right now, 215-953-4979. Then later on the show, we do have our annual holiday song contest. Again, you'll want to listen when we tell you to call in at 215-953-4979. If you get on the air and for the question about the ad budget, we're going to give you a $25 Visa gift card. If you guess the song correctly, you will also score a $25 Visa gift card, which is good at this time of year. But we have some other things on our slate, too. CJ's got to look at five business killers. Kathy has the ABCs of giving client gifts. I'm going to look at bullying in work. And, Kathy, I got a beef with you about that, bullying me all the time. We also have two of our favorite segments, or two of our favorite news segments. We have our Hollaback line, and we're also going to look at our favorite things for today, December 14th. But before we get to any of that, we're going to start it with Andy Cohen in the industry news in 60 seconds.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with economic news. On the cusp of the holidays, consumer confidence has reached a six-month high, according to various surveys. The Thomson Reuters University of Michigan Preliminary Index of Consumer Sentiment in December has risen to 74.2, reaching its highest point since June. Check out Promogram today for more details. On to executive appointments now. Cafe Press has a new president today. The industry supplier has promoted Robert Marino to president of the company from his previous post as vice president of operations. And Snugs USA has promoted Roseanne Riddle to chief operating officer. She had been the company's vice president of finance. Supplier acquisition news now. Foamworks has acquired New Jersey-based Diversified Novelties. According to the deal, Richard Langer, president of Diversified, will join Foamworks to serve in business development and sales. Diversified Novelties will now move its operation to Foamworks' facility in Maine. And do you have a cool company party plan this month? Enter Counselor's Holiday Party Contest by going to our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/bestplacestowork. The winning company will receive a $100 gift card. Finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what kind of craziness can we expect today?
Bandanas with maps on them, spa gifts.
Bandanas
That's
with maps
crazy.
On them.
Very, very
yeah.
crazy.
Wow.
It's actually a pretty good idea for walks and runs charity runs or for a park to have an amusement park map on there. Because, you know, people can also wear it around their neck, around their head, however they want to wear it.
All right, let's save it for The Joe Show.
Cool ideas for 2011 campaigns,
right? Absolutely.
You bet. All right, Craig Veltri, we have, I understand, a call to our Hollaback line. The Hollaback line, you can call us at any time of day at 215-953-4977 to let us know what you think of the show. Craig, let's play this the call from past week.
Yes, hello. My name is Savannah, and I just wanted to call and tell y'all, I got to listen to your show the other day with Laura Bush, and I just thought she was fabulous. I mean, what an amazing person to have on your show. I really liked hearing about how she loves her BlackBerry and how addicted she is to it. I know I sure can't live without mine. Anyway, keep up the great work, ASI Radio.
All right, Savannah, liking the Laura Bush segment.
Is that true? We had Laura Bush on to get the Southern demographic more into the show?
Yes,
we had to tap into that a little bit, so we got Laura Bush. She was good, though, and that story she told about the being addicted to BlackBerry and communicating with her daughters only through that mode was pretty cool.
Man.
Good stuff. All right, now we're going to go to our call-in question segment, and right now give us a call at 215-953-4979. If you're looking for advice on how to get a bigger portion of your client's ad budget, on line two, we have Kate. Kate, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. What's your question for the hosts?
Okay. Well, one of my clients has a sizable marketing budget, but only buys polo shirts for their golf outing for me every year. So is there any way for me to get more of that budget, even though they insist they only need shirts for me?
Yeah, I think it's a good opportunity to upsell. First of all, you can try to upsell them with some packaging so that when their guests come to golf at this outing, instead of just handing them a shirt that's laying on a table, it could be packaged in a gift bag, it could be cellophane wrapped, it could be in a gift box too. Also, it's an opportunity to upsell them with another product for that golf outing and just send them some examples. Show them that you can actually put a golf glove in there with the shirt. You can put golf balls in there with the shirt. Give them the opportunity to show them that you're more than just the polo shirt person. They might not think of you. They might get something, golf balls from the pro shop there,
yeah,
or they might buy them in bulk, you know, from a warehouse store. But what you can do for them is put their logo on it. So it's an opportunity for that upsell.
And to Joe's point, too, I think a lot of people would prefer to just work with one vendor as opposed to, you know, various vendors. And also think about the trophies, too. They need trophies for those tournaments.
The other thing they also need for a lot of these, and I've been to a lot of them, they need on-site help. It might just be directing people to the right hole, making sure, you know, everything's flowing, riding in a bar cart with someone. So offer your services for the day, too. That might show them that you're also a valuable asset to their marketing effort, and therefore they might consider you for more things
other
than just
polo
shirts.
That's the best way to form partnerships with your prospects, actually, too, is to help out at any event that they have, especially nonprofit clients as well.
Yeah, you could also help on the very front end of a golf tournament on the, you know, the invitations, on the creative of websites or anything that that the client is creating to drive traffic to that tournament. You know, that can be part of your offering, you know, service offering for the whole tournament as well. That's a good way to expand the relationship.
And the other thing, if they're happy with the polo shirts, look to upgrade those shirts. Look for something. If you're only doing 100% cotton, look for a performance shirt that's going to be more comfortable on the golfer. So there's all type of ways you can look at things. Or maybe you package a sweater or sweater vest or a wind shirt with that polo shirt as well.
Yeah, I mean, what if it rains? What if the weather's cold? The polo shirt's not going to work.
Right.
You know, why don't you add something else in case the weather's not as good?
Those wind shirts with the detachable sleeves are always great for something like that.
Oh, okay. There you go, Kate.
Thanks.
Well, hopefully we've given you some good ideas. Now hang on the line so we can get your information for your Visa gift card. All right, we posted this question on our Facebook page, and we got a couple of good, interesting questions that came in from listeners. From Jennifer Valansky-Moyer, she wrote, "I think the hardest part of achieving this is making the customer understand the enormous range of products we can provide." She says, "I still have clients saying, oh, you do that too. What do you think the best method is to get the point across that I can provide for all of their promotional and imprinted needs so they always check with me first?"
You know what? You might want to create some type of file of case histories online. Now's the time. Students will be on Christmas break, so look for a college student who might be able to do this for you either inexpensively or for free if they can get college credits to help develop a landing page for all the things you do. And it can show if you do fulfillment, how you do fulfillment, if you're also going to do packaging and all the different products you do. And then send an email blast out to your clients with a link to that landing page and say, look at everything I can do. So you have to let them know. I mean, you have to constantly let them know. Or maybe you create a special catalog for them. There's all different ways, but the online is a lot cheaper than actually going to the print.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that, Joe. I think that you can segment your website almost so that you're showing the exact different services that you provide. And then, like you said, put a case study under each one, but Make it clear that you do website creation, or you know all the different types of products or different programs that you provide services for. You know, if you do safety programs for clients, and put that up there. If you do sales incentive programs, and then put that up there. You know, all the different types of ways that you fulfill programs. I would make that point abundantly clear on your website. All right, we have a bunch more callers calling in. On line one, we have Steve. Steve, how are you today?
How you doing, Andy?
Good.
I'm doing good. Yeah, my question is, I've got a client that outsources a lot of their marketing functions, and I'm pretty knowledgeable with social media and PR. So do you think that's something I should try to help them with and try to get some revenues from them?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. You know, yeah. If you're on the Facebook now, you'll notice more and more companies have someone that's just dedicated to handling Facebook, to handling Twitters, tweets, you know, all the online media. And if their marketing department is non-existent and they need someone to outsource that too, show them what you can do. Get them signed up on Facebook. Show them how you can help them use that, running contests on there where they would someone answers a question and they're going to get an imprinted product from that client. So, you know, anything you can do that's marketing-based, sending out press releases and stuff that you can help the client, let them know that you can do them.
Yeah, a lot of clients use distributors actually as their marketing arm for such purposes. Mm-hmm. So I think they'd love to hand the job over to somebody else. They're so busy themselves.
Sure, and if you're successful with it, the word of mouth and, you know, and the referrals that you could get from that to maybe do the social media or something along those lines, and can feed into the promotional product sales as well.
Okay, good. Okay.
All right, Steve, hopefully that gives you some good ideas. Hang on the line for your Visa gift card.
Okay, thank you.
On line three, we have one of our favorite callers. Stanley, how are you today?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Doing great. What's your question for the host here this morning?
Well, you know, many times we spend a lot of time, resources, and allocate hours to coming up with designs and concepts. And my question is, do you have any suggestions on how to get paid for when we come up with the ideas and they take our concepts and go somewhere else?
I think just tell them you're charging them a consultative fee right off the bat.
Absolutely.
For this service, and that service, and then just make them pay.
I think it's hard.
You
it
ever
is
had
hard.
Any experience in, I mean, are there certain types of contracts for our industry? Or is there a way to make it friendly and not confrontational?
It's not confrontational because you are there to consult with them and you are coming up with the ideas and spending hours looking into their program. So there are a lot of distributors that are actually charging for these types
they
of services.
They should bill for their time.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think you can set that friendly tone from the beginning. If you come to a person and say, a client and say, you know, I'm an ideas guy, you know, I come up with creative ideas. And if perhaps in one case where they don't pay you, that's fine. But over time, as you talk with people, you create a reputation as an ideas guy and they come to respect that. And they will come to you for those ideas instead of, say, stealing them and not paying you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Stanley, it is difficult. I have talked to distributors, though, that have the type of retainer relationship with some of their clients, almost an ad agency, marketing agency type of relationship where they get paid not just for the every order that's placed, but really for the ideas that they provide as well. It's not something that's easy to come by, but with some good clients, you might be able to get that kind of retainer relationship.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
All right, Stanley, hang on the line so we can get your information for your Visa gift card. On line two, we have Bob, also one of our frequent callers. Bob, how are you today?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing great.
I just had a brainstorm while you were talking to the lady about the golf outing. What I've been thinking about doing is like a co-branding situation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where I will say, I'll provide the golf towers if we can co-brand. Like if it's the Chamber of Commerce, we can put their logo on and put my company name on. And I'll even stand there and hand them out. I think that's a great idea. What do you guys think of something like that?
I think it's a great idea. We just ate in a diner Sunday morning, and the Village Diner, and they have imprinted coffee mugs, and it has the Village Diner logo in the middle, and it's surrounded by all these little ads from the surrounding businesses, which is a great thing to do. They went to the business and said, for so much money, we want to get these coffee mugs, and it'll cost you some money for the co-sponsor. And I thought it was a neat thing.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Everybody's doing co-branding these days now, Bob. Yeah, that's a great way, especially for nonprofits, too, that don't have a lot of money to buy imprinted products, to get other businesses in the community to co-brand with them.
All right, Bob, well, thanks again for the call, and hang on the line so Vinny can get your information for your Visa gift card. Right now, we're going to take a break to hear from the show sponsor today, I Promote You. But when we get back, it is time for our holiday song contest. So get ready to call us at 215-953-4979.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
All right, we are back on the Tuesday morning show, where we are about to start our holiday song contest, an annual tradition here at ASI Radio. Give us a ring at 215-953-4979 to play our holiday song contest. Joe, tell us how it works.
Okay, so what's going to happen? You're going to call in. You're going to call in for your chance to win this $25 Visa gift card. Craig is going to play a snippet from a holiday classic, and we'll hear a little bit of it, and then we're going to ask you what the title of the song is. But don't worry, if you don't get it right the first time, we might give you a little hint and a second try. And if you get it right, what do they get, Kathy?
$25 Visa gift card.
Very good.
And a date with Joe.
I don't tell my wife that.
It's that second part which is really valuable. All right, well, while we wait for people to call in, Joe, we're going to get started with the holiday song contest.
Okay.
By testing you guys here in the studio.
Very good.
So we're going to show everybody how it works. Craig's going to play a song. You guys are going to chime in, see if you know what the song is. All right, Craig, play number one.
I know.
Kathy.
Let It Snow.
Kathy's got it. Kathy, you can't get the $25 Visa gift card, but...
I'm just satisfied knowing
still,
I beat out the boys.
You can get the date with Joe.
Yay!
All right. And we have a caller calling in. Leah on line two is ready to play our holiday song contest. Leah, how are you this morning?
Lou.
Hello.
Hi, Leah, how are you?
Hi, good, thank you.
Okay, are you ready to play the song contest?
Sure.
Okay, Craig, hit number two.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
You got it.
And she sang it, too. She didn't just answer. All she
right.
sang
I love that.
It.
That should be a requirement.
Very good. Leah, where are you calling us from today?
Connecticut.
Ooh. Ooh, you had snow this morning, didn't you?
Yeah, a little light dusting. Not too bad, but it set you in the mood a little bit more.
Nice. We did in New York as well. Well, thanks for calling in, and hang on the line so Vinny can get your information for the Visa gift card.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
To you,
Merry
too.
Merry Christmas.
All right, CJ, you're going to be up for number three. Craig, hit number three. It's not a Western.
Right. I know it.
Wait, CJ thinks he knows. Stop it, Craig.
Jingle Bells.
Oh, CJ's got it.
Took much longer than it should have.
Jay? And that wasn't even a Hanukkah song.
I'm just glad you didn't jump in, Kathy.
CJ knows all. Nice work, CJ. You also can't get the $25 Visa gift card.
Date with Joe?
But you can also go out on a date with Joe on the same night as Kathy.
It's a group date, all right.
So you guys have fun with that.
We'll go see the Mets and the Phillies play.
Ooh.
That's a lot of punishment for one night.
Maybe one of the top Phillies pitchers won't be pitching that night. All right, Joe, you're on deck for this one.
All right, go.
Craig, go.
I have my eyes closed. The 12 Days of Christmas.
Yes.
First it was like some funkadelic something.
Why didn't you sing it? You have such a lovely voice.
I know.
Sing it, Joe.
It would be unfair to give the audience only a little glimpse of how lovely that voice is. They will want more and be haranguing me all day.
All right. Very good. Well, can't spit it out.
Spit it out, Andy.
We will continue the holiday song contest, so please give us a ring at 215-953-4979 throughout the show. If you're calling for the holiday song contest, let Vinny know, and we can play the next songs on the slate. Right now, we're going to go to CJ to look at five business killers and how you can overcome these issues with your business. CJ.
So, I mean, this is holiday season. There's a lot of distractions, but good distractions, holiday parties and shopping, but... We'll talk a little bit about the other distractions that kind of take away from your business and make you lose focus. So there's a list of five here. I'll talk about three of them. Number one, stop paying attention to the bad news. And there's a company called Falcon Containers, and their CEO actually told their employees to stop watching the economic news, looking for bad news, and increase sales by 20%. So I think that was pretty
good. That's a good idea.
That is a great idea. Yeah. You know, it's also just emphasizes the idea of focusing on your business. You know, don't worry about everything else that's around you. Focus on your business.
Worry about yourself, Andy.
You got it. Think about number one.
So another one is quit selling some of your products or services. So in this case, a company called Patron Pacific, who's a steel and wire products importer, cut back three of their new product lines because it was taking away from their sales efforts. And I think a lot of companies in this industry also face some of the same sorts of dilemmas in terms of should we be cutting back, should we be focusing, and especially with the way the economy had been. One more tip, stop eating alone. And in this case, it's sort of...
Nobody likes to eat alone.
Yeah. Well, Joe's pointing at me, so maybe it's the pocket... No, heal thyself, doctor. But in this case, with your clients, you know, make an effort to visit your clients and do some business lunches. It's a good way to stay in touch, generate new business, see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Very good messages. I
agree
with that.
That's a legitimate business
one.
Expense as well. So
yeah, no doubt. Anytime you can get in front of clients is good time spent. All right, we have a caller on line one, Matt, who's calling in about how to get a bigger portion of your clients' ad budget. Matt, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm fantastic and getting better.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Good. You're lifting all of our spirits then.
Oh, I lie a lot, though.
Don't tell us.
It's all the attitude, Matt.
All right, Matt, what can we do for you today?
Well, I just wanted to comment on the woman who was talking about the golf outings and everything.
Yep.
One of the things that I found over the years is that people concentrate on the up to the time of the event and not past the event.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, some of the clients that I've worked with on golf outings, I've recommended to them either they themselves or one of the sponsors to invest in a product such as a picture frame or so, and then during the event, take pictures of the foursomes, and a couple of weeks afterwards, send the picture in the frame with their company's name on it, saying, you know, with a little card that says, thanks for the great time we had at the outing. We really enjoyed spending time with you and look forward to seeing you again in the future.
That's a great idea.
It is a great idea, and I've golfed in a number of outings. You know, charity events and just, you know, client events. And I've always had my foursome picture taken, and I've never gotten a copy of it.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, so this is a great idea.
People and you love pictures of yourself,
Yeah, I do. People aren't looking at it. I mean, you know, looking into that opportunity for the sale. So the distributor, I mean, that's a great sale just laying there on the table. You got to go get.
Yeah, and I think Matt makes a great point, not just in the sense that for your client as a distributor, it helps them, you know, stay in the on top of mind for their targeted audience.
Sure,
but
right.
Also, as the distributor, it keeps you in the process for longer. You know, so Matt, that's a great idea.
Terrific.
Great. Well, thanks for calling in, and hang on the line so Vinny can get your information for your Visa gift card. All right, Kathy, 'tis the season for client gifts, right?
Yeah, but sometimes you don't have a lot of money, Andy.
Oh, I hear you. So what can people do?
Well, first of all, find out if they can accept gifts right off the bat, because
some
clients can't. And also, if they can accept gifts, sometimes they have a certain price point you can't go past. So look into that. And also, if your funds are limited, you need to choose which client should receive a gift. Start by whittling them down while making a list. Your clients that produce the most revenue first, obviously, followed by the middlers, and then the last. And then you might want to, if you want to divide it all equally and give everybody the same thing, that's fine. But usually, you should really give the top revenue producers the better gifts. So, but even if you give, you know, gifts to somebody who spends with you once a year, make sure it's a quality gift. Don't just give a cheap pen with your logo on it, because what's the point?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So always give quality gifts, no matter the price point.
Good tips there from Kathy
for
corporate gift giving in the holiday season. All right, right now we're going to pause for a commercial break from our show sponsor, ESP. But when we get back, we'll talk about bullying at work.
Mm. Attention suppliers, are your products updated in ESP and ready for the new year? Now's the time to send ASI's ESP classifying department your catalog so they can update your information in our system before show season. If your catalog PDF is ready for the printer, it's ready to send to us. Email it today to espupdate@asicentral.com or call 215-953-4377 with any questions. Remember, distributors are looking for your up-to-date information in ESP after they attend the show, so don't miss out on sales because of outdated product information on ESP.
All right. Welcome back to the Tuesday Morning Show. You can still give us a call at 215-953-4979 to talk about any topic you'd like. Right now, it's all about bullying at work, Joe.
You want to be a tough guy?
Oh, look at that, Craig. So what's the deal?
Well, you know, bullying's been in the national spotlight for the last month or two with some of the things that are happening.
At school,
with teens
yeah.
being, you know, bullied at schools and, you know, they're committing suicide, and it's not a good thing. But a study conducted by the Workplace Bullying Institute, that's the WBI, and Zogby International found that 37% of all Americans report being bullied now or at some time in their career. And this causes a lot of stress and sleep disorders. And most employers are hesitant to report this to HR because they feel that the employer is not going to do anything about it. Because mm-hmm. oftentimes the boss is the one who is the bully. So how do you know when you're being bullied at work, Andy?
How?
Well, surprise meetings are called by your boss with no results other than to further humiliate you.
That's not
so. If you call into a meeting and it looks like, you know, there's doing nothing more but to humiliate you in front of the staff, you're being bullied. Others at work have been told to stop working, talking, or socializing with you. And while that doesn't happen in our workplace here, imagine that happening somewhere. I mean, that's an awful thing. Your request to transfer to an open position under another boss is mysteriously denied. So those are some of the things that you're being bullied. Now, a lot of people that are listening to the show are probably in positions of being the boss or a manager. So how do you know when you are a bully at work? Well, you have the highest percentage of employees who request to transfer out of your unit.
Yeah,
so
that's
no one wants to work for you.
Messing up,
you know,
as a manager.
You get the most respect from executives and higher-ups.
That's a good point.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, it does, because you should have respect from the people that work for you as well.
Oh, you mean more respect from higher-ups?
Yes,
right.
All right,
okay.
The only social time staff or peers spend with you is when mandated to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how do you fight back? One, identify the behavior. Because bullying is not illegal, the actions are not traditionally legitimized. By naming the problem, you own the experience. And then also take time to bully-proof yourself. Okay, there are ways to do that. They're listed in this report that we're going to post on ASICentral.com. So if you really want to find out how that is, how to bully-proof yourself?
Yeah.
Suggest meeting with an attorney to discuss legal options you might have against your employer.
Oh.
Okay.
There you go.
So there's tip number one. There's some more tips in here, but we just wanted to whet the appetite. Go to asicentral.com/radio, and you'll have the full report up there.
All right. Good information, Joe. Now it's time for the most anticipated segment of every Tuesday morning show. It's Our Favorite Things, where we share our favorite promotional products of the week. So let's start with you, Kathy. What's yours for this week?
Well, you know it's freezing out, Andy.
I do know it's freezing out.
Right. So wouldn't a nice, soft, cuddly bamboo plaid scarf be just what you want?
Absolutely.
And as CJ noted in his video that's up on ASICentral.com.
Thanks for the plug, Kathy.
Everyone is mad for plaid, especially CJ. And Wolfmark ASI98085 has just come out with bamboo plaid scarves. And they're very comfortable and very fashionable. So you should call Bruce today at 800-621-3435.
Very cool. All right, CJ, you're up.
So I'm actually thinking about warmer times, summer out on the boat.
Nice, I
like
that.
And, you know, you don't look like Danny Noonan from Caddyshack when he goes to
you
the
don't.
Yacht. So maybe something a little more fashionable. And so I found this trendy jacket from James Harvest Sportswear. It's got a very nautical-inspired look. It's got the good summer weight. And so, again, James Harvest Sportswear, ASI 63117.
Nice. All right, Joe. Can you top that?
Well, I can always top it, Andy. You know that. actually, I forgot to bring my sample with me for Vinny to hold up in front of the camera. But it is a speaker for a bunch of different units. It works for cell phones. It works on computers. It works on laptops. It works on iPads. It works on PSPs. And it's a little accordion-shaped. You open it up to an accordion-shaped speaker. What I like about this is that it has a volume control. A lot of those speakers are just plug-in, and you can only adjust the volume from your device that you're plugging into. This, you can actually adjust the device to be louder, and it cranks out some good sound. It's from one of our favorite suppliers because they got some neat things, ThinkGeek, and their ASI number is 91123. So if you have anyone out there in the sound industry, and what I mean by sound industry, radio stations, music stores, anyone who sells instruments, who gives music lessons, it all ties in to sound, and this would be a neat item to use.
Or any tween and teen-related promotion, really.
Heck
and
yeah.
College bookstores.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's a neat-looking little unit, so there's a picture of it online.
Very cool. All right, my item is something that I actually desperately needed this morning when I was clearing my car off of snow. So I have an ice scraper this morning, which is my favorite thing. But this one, which comes from Just In Case ASI 63711, actually connects to a lined mitt, so you can keep your hands warm.
Yeah, I like that.
While scraping the ice off of your car. So think about auto dealerships and rental car agencies and snow removal companies. All of those types of clients would love that type of product. All right, Kathy, now, tips for building a marketing team. What can you tell us in 30 seconds or less?
You know, we love our marketing team, right?
We do.
Well, there are certain people you should have on your marketing team, starting off with the marketing director. That should be the leader who understands how to translate the organization's business objectives into strategies that drive revenue. And you should look for a candidate with an extensive marketing background, solid understanding of the goals of the organization, and a vision that aligns well with those goals. And then you need a vice president of marketing who's similar qualities, business development manager, marketing manager, marketing analyst, and importantly these days, you should have a social media specialist, mm-hmm. like Vinny, for example. For all the tips about the qualities and skills that you need to look for, we'll have these online at asicentral.com/radio.
And let me add creativity.
Find
people
yes,
that are as creative
definitely.
As humanly possible,
right.
because they're the best marketing people. All right, Joe. How do you know if you're an annoying airline passenger?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Andy, we have a list of 10 ways to tell, and this is important because we are getting ready for our show season. There's going to be a lot of traveling. A lot of industry people are going to be on and off airplanes. So this will kind of also be my rant for the day because a couple of these are my
biggest pet
peeves.
All right, we're going to put your rant together with this last
Okay, there's 10 ways to tell if you're an annoying airline passenger. I'm going to give you five of them. Carry-ons and overhead, those people, yes, you know, there's two things with that. One, you know, you might not be able to put it right over top of your seat, but it's okay, as it says in this article. Fortunately, the overhead department's going to the same place the rest of the plane is, so you'll be able to get it when you get off the plane. And the other part of that pet peeve is that people try to shove these huge, huge pieces of luggage in there. They can't get them all the way in, and they just leave it hanging out and expect someone else to come and fix their problem. So that's a problem number one. Also, I dislike it when people put things that will easily fit under their seat up there, and then when they're running out of room, won't take it out and then stow it under a seat just to make room for someone with something that should go up there. I like this one. Whoa there, Burger King, go easy on the smells. And since no one's – I don't get this.
It's a problem, though, when you got to bring food onto the plane.
But you don't. You really don't. You know, even a flight from here to Vegas is a five-hour flight. Eat before you get on the plane. I don't want to sit next to someone who's going to chomp down there on the Whopper and then breathe their bad onion breath on me for the whole entire flight. A little snack's fine. Bring a little snack. But, I mean, have you got people?
I bring a sandwich, cold sandwich.
I mean, we're flying. Most of us in this room are flying out of Philly. So you get people get hoagies and Philly cheesesteak and stuff. That stuff stinks. It gives you a bad breath. Okay.
All right, one more, Joe.
Oh, just one more?
Just one more.
Okay. This one isn't a pet peeve. I like this one. Clapping upon landing. It says, really?
Yeah.
I like that.
I think it's fun.
Only in Vegas. Only in Vegas can you do that.
I think it's fun. I remember the first time I flew. It was in 1977. We flew
Jesus.
To Disney. This big plane. They landed. Everyone erupted. And woo-hoo. It was awesome. No one does it anymore. You do it now. Everyone looks at you. So one of the airline magazines.
Because the only people who do that are first-time flyers.
Shush. The Southwest Airline magazine actually had a column in there by someone who talks about randomly clapping. And one of the things he says, people don't clap after landing on a flight. So he does it all the time. It embarrasses his wife like you won't believe, but he refuses to stop doing it. And people like you, Captain Killjoy, if you need a copy of that article, I still have it. So anyway, there you go.
We'll post it to our
website. We'll post all
10 on the website. Unfortunately, we are out of time for today, but thanks for listening, and thanks to our show sponsors, iPromoteU and ESP. Make sure to tune in next week when we will celebrate Christmas here on ASI Radio.